Friday, November 3rd, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everybody. JW here with Christy Dillaway.
Good morning, JW.
Good morning, Christy. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you rested up for the change in the time clock happened on Sunday?
I'm ready to go. I am ready.
Does it affect you, like that 1 hour? Because we fall back, so we lose an hour.
Yeah, so it does affect me a little bit, but I try to, you know, I try to get my sleep. And
try to roll with it?
I think generally speaking, I'm not a person that is in need of sleep, because I try to get my 7 or 8 hours every day.
I could fall asleep right now. If you left me alone for
really?
A minute, oh yeah, I could fall asleep anywhere. I fall asleep in the dentist chair with my mouth open. But
I can sleep in the dentist chair when I'm being drilled and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
My fallback story, the worst occasion was I was working in Nantucket at the end of the season, mm-hmm. and the place I was working, the Wawinet, was closing for the season after at this weekend. That was the fallback, and it was Halloween, and we had the blowout party of all the staff and whatever.
Of course.
And I was in costume. I just remember I had to get to work at like 7 in the morning, and I forgot to fall back.
Oh,
the
no.
one time I could have used that hour, and I'm like scrubbing the makeup off my face or whatever to get all the way out to that far end of the island by 7 a.m., and I was the only one there. It was all dark, and I'm like, oh.
Oh. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah. So, and there's probably no place open for coffee, so it's not like you could go down the street and get
Well, no, I mean, I worked
breakfast.
There doing breakfast. I went and made coffee, probably.
Yeah.
I think I went and lay down on a banquette in the dark dining room and just waited till the rest of the people showed up.
Not a bad idea. But, no, I'm in pretty good shape, and I can take a nap. You know, I don't nap very often, but they say, listen to your body, and when, you know, you feel like you're tired, you should take a nap, which sounds pretty good. But I was reading in the New York Times that there's a few things that can result from bad sleeping habits. Obviously, weight gain, workplace accidents, driving abilities on a par with drunken drivers, problems staying focused, higher likelihoods of catching a cold. I mean, that's how important it is. So what they say is listen to your body. But the other thing that they say, and being a technology person, I still don't really line up with this, and that's track your sleep through one of those devices, if it's in the Apple world or in some other world.
I know people that do that, or they have the app that tells them to go to sleep. If it works for you, it works for you. Personally, again, I can fall asleep anytime. It's really hard to wake up. Track my sleep would just be like, yep, that was a lot.
Yeah, it's like taking an IQ test. The IQ test comes back and says you're not very bright. There's nothing you can do about it. You're just not very bright.
Oh, but what if it comes back and says you are really bright and you're like, oh, I'm not living up to my potential? Maybe it's that sort of thing. It does spur you to achieve better.
Yeah, it could make recommendations and say, you know, you should go to sleep at the same time. You should not do a whole bunch of stuff in your bedroom, like watching TV and movies and stuff. And yeah.
And while you're at it, it should tell you to save $5. So you could just be told to do everything. That'd be good. Keep us on track.
I don't know if this helps or not, but I take a melatonin every night, and you know, who knows if that helps or not.
That seems like cheating.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, so just so everyone knows, it's on Sunday at 2 a.m., right? That you fall
right,
back.
Right. So before you go to bed Saturday, set it back an hour.
So I would set myself an alarm to set myself to change the clock, or I'll forget. Or you'll wake up Sunday morning and be surprised when you missed your radio show. Anyway, today, let's be here and now on the Morning Mix this morning. We have our in-studio musical guest, Courtney Spalding. She's back. It's been a little 6 months or so. We're happy to have her back. Then we're going to talk to Mark Nelson, Executive Director of the Heber Valley Railroad, about the upcoming North Pole Express. And those are selling quickly. So you want to hear about it and get your reservations. And then we'll talk to, we'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. Lots of things going on. And then we'll talk to Daniel Lewis, who is from The Cabin, and he's going to talk about the weekly community jam nights that they have every Monday night, where you can go play music.
Oh, let's talk about
that. You're a jammer, yeah.
Absolutely.
So welcome to the Morning Mix, and we'll be right back after some underwriters.
This is Janine Troilo with the Deer Valley Grocery Cafe, and we are pleased to support KPCW. We offer breakfast, lunch, early supper, grocery and picnic items, takeaway entrees, and retail gifts. Wine, beer, and cocktails are available. Open daily in the Deer Valley Plaza building, 615-2400 or deervalley.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Kelly, co-founder of Cat Tongue Grips, proud sponsor of The Local View with Randy Barton. Cat Tongue Grips is a Park City startup that solves the problems of slippery phones, laptops, iPads, and tablets. Apply directly on your mobile device or your case. Details at cattonguegrips.com.
Touch the sublime with a little help from the fingers of pianist John Kimura Parker as he joins the Utah Symphony to bring you the irresistible melody and variations of Rachmaninoff's beloved Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, November 17th and 18th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $21, visit utahsymphony.org. Utah Symphony Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a supporter of KPCW.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. We're joined today by Courtney Spaulding, a local Park City youth who has grown up in right in front of our eyes, musician. Since we've seen her last, she's graduated from Park City High School and started college at the University of Utah. Welcome back to The Morning Mix, Courtney.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back, y'all. Thank you for having me.
What's been going on academically and musical career-wise since we've seen you last?
Academically, as you said, I'm at the University of Utah. I'm trying to get a BS in anthropology, actually. Everyone's like, are you studying music? And I'm like, nope, I want to be a scientist, musician, both at the same time. And musically, it's almost my birthday. I'm going to try to weasel my way into some other people's bands.
Does the birthday relate to the weasel the way?
I'm going to be an adult.
Oh, you're just turning 18 now?
Yes.
Oh, you started school
she
early.
She is growing up in front of
right
us.
Right in front of us.
She was just a kid, and now she's off 50. In college.
No, you've been on the show 3 times, I think.
I used to be on Minor Details when I was like 14 here. Oh, with my friend
yeah.
Abby.
And KPCW prodigy.
Yeah, she is.
Progeny.
Yeah. You had some fun with different words. And now you've grown up and you want to be a forensic anthropologist.
Yes. If things go the way I plan, which they never do, but I'm trying my best, doing my homework.
So how does someone wake up one day and say, you know, I want to gather and interpret human remains?
I think there has been like 12 years of NCIS and I don't know, those shows I never watched, but I think they're probably quite intriguing.
They are. I love it. And it's not just the TV shows. I mean, there's real life. There's, I don't want to get too far into it, but if I were to go to graduate school, I would want to transfer from the U and go to Colorado Mesa because they have what's called a body farm. And that's where they, people donate their corpses and they study how they decompose.
Oh my God.
And that's, it's freaky. She's cringing. She.
But I was trying to figure out how to segue back to music. That's what I was thinking. How are we going to intro this first song?
But I wouldn't want to be on one of those NCIS shows. I wouldn't want to be on one of those. But I would like to be on Hawaii Five-O with McGarrett and Danny and all those guys. You know, in that ensemble, that team that cracks all these great mysteries.
Well, it does take a creative mind.
Yeah.
I like it.
But, you know, they're you know, at the end of every show, they're sitting on the beach drinking a beer, and
that's
Hawaii.
The part you like.
Oh, I like all that.
I like that, too.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. And they open up the show at a shrimp truck, you know, and they're having coffee in the morning, and they're talking at the shrimp truck about all the bad guys that are going to blow up that day. So, you know, it's kind
of a cool
show.
Is that not how real life is?
I know. It's not like real life at all.
I cringed with the idea of coffee and shrimp. That when you said they're
that
having coffee at a shrimp truck.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
A little soon for shrimp,
my
huh?
My face soured.
I had shrimp last night. It was delicious.
That's shrimp coffee.
Yeah. All right, shrimp. Back to Courtney's musical career.
Okay.
So you front 2 bands. Is that still true? Troubled Youth
Troubled Youth Blues Band, and right now that's all I'm doing besides my solo stuff. I'm going to start my winter gig season soon. I'm going to be playing at Deer Valley, you know, here and
there.
Yeah,
I saw you had a very full schedule already on your website. Oh, nice job in putting that out there to the public.
Oh, I try. It takes a lot of motivation to go onto the internet for 2 seconds and fill out my stuff. And it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. I'm very lazy. So,
Not a lot of musicians have that going. So, good for you.
I don't think she's lazy. I think she's actually very mature. She was talking.
She's already picked out her grad school.
Yeah, and she's talking about she enjoys living at home in Park City and driving down the hill to school because she didn't want to be distracted in a dormitory with a bunch of kids. I thought that was very mature, but that sort of pulls the party scene away a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, do you still get to go down and socialize?
I do. I mean, I can, you know, it's not a very long drive, 20 minutes-ish with no traffic, and, you know, I can study when I want to, because I feel like if I lived at the dorms, I would just, I shouldn't say that on live radio, but...
It can be.
I lived in the dorms for 3 years.
I lived in the dorms for 2 years, yeah.
I would have been 4, but I went away for a year. Oh, and half of that year I lived in someone else's dorms. Yeah, so 3.5 years.
Someone else's dorms.
I went to American University for foreign policy semester my junior year, and I lived in the dorms there. And then I went to Spain, and I lived with a family. So that's the only semester I wasn't in a dorm.
And the town bar, was that the Ratskeller at AU?
I remember that. That wasn't the town bar, though.
Well, not the town bar, the university
bar. No, that was the place that had like 150 beers from around the world.
Yeah, and you could carve your initials into the table.
Yeah, we went trick-or-treating. Oh, my God. Sorry, Courtney. We're going to get back to your music in a second.
No, I love listening about this.
We went trick-or-treating. I have always been a fan of Halloween, and it really had died out in the adult population back then. This is 1986. And I convinced two of my friends that it was the thing to go trick-or-treating down Embassy Row. So we got dressed up, took the bus, got off Embassy Row. People had no idea what we were doing, and there was no one else trick-or-treating or in costume. But we ended up taking some guy from like the Pakistani embassy or consulate or something. He came with us to the Ratskeller. That was the only time I was there, and I was in this crazy costume on Halloween.
I was down the street. I was at University of Maryland in College Park. It was only about 10 or 15 minutes away from AU. But we had friends at AU and GW and at George Washington, and we used to...
It was a fun place to go to college,
it was
for sure.
A great, great place to be a young person.
Plus, I think you could drink beer at age 18 still.
Yeah.
I could actually go places.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. Let's talk to Courtney.
Okay. Courtney, so what are you going to play for us for your first song?
For my first song, I have a cover. All of these are covers. Sorry, my original stuff. It's not done yet. But this one is called Lady on the Water by a band called Blitz and Trapper.
This is live on the Morning Mix, and Courtney will be with us for the hour.
Woohoo.
Lady on the water, make me rich and make me poor. Lay your flowers at my door. Lady on the water, bring me branches, bring me twine. Graft my heart upon the vine. Graft my wine down my feathers as the cockroach given time. Oh, to wake my lady on the water, share my bread, share my drink, pay no mind what others think. Lady on the water, whip this wind into a flame with your grapes and bottled rain. Make your wine of my worship a divinely strange refrain. Oh, to make it rain. Place your thumb upon my tongue, leave a song no one has sung. Lady on the water, with your jacket blue and strange, change these rivers in my veins into wine, learning, burning, driven deep into this maze all of my days. lady on the water. Lead me from the wilderness through countless deserts, dreams, and jests. Lady on the water, rest my head upon your chest. Leave me only when I'm blessed, 'cause I'll be in my own country, good and dead and gone to rest. It's the way that's the best.
Boy, it's nice to have you back.
I'm so happy to be back.
Okay. We're going to take a short break for underwriters. When we return, we're going to have Mark Nelson with us, and he runs the railroad over at over in Heber. He's the executive director of Heber Valley Railroad. So stay with us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW programming comes from Campos Coffee. At Campos, they work closely with their growers 365 days a year to select the beans for their coffee. Their blends and single-origin coffees are roasted in-house and delivered each day. Campos Coffee, at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Well, you know, about a month ago, it looked like old man winter was knocking at the door. We had a little snow in the ground. It melted quickly, but I was concerned. Concern's the wrong word. I was bummed out. I thought that we might be going from hot, hot summer to winter, winter, winter. But then this great Indian summer came, and we've had basically three and a half weeks of it every day in the 50s and the early 60s, beautiful skies and everything. But now it looks like, well, it's time to turn the corner. It looks like it's going to be winter. It's currently 46 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town Park City. We'll have a high today of 57, mostly cloudy, then a slight chance of rain. And then Saturday, slight chance of rain or snow, and then chance of rain and snow in the afternoon with a high of 54. On Sunday, it starts to cool off. The high will be 44, snow, then rain. There's an 80% chance of rain in the morning on Sunday when you're tired, after setting back your clocks, falling back. And then we'll go out to Monday, just because we like Monday. It's a chance of snow, 50% chance of snow, and a high of 36. All of those temperatures are Park City. Add 4 to 5 degrees for our friends in Heber and in Heber Valley.
We're joined now by Mark Nelson, Executive Director of the Heber Valley Railroad, here to talk about the North Pole Express. This is a special train ride which runs 2 to 3 times per day, starting right after Thanksgiving and through December 23rd. The train ride includes sing-along, hot cocoa, greetings by Santa, and Mrs. Claus giving out her famous chocolate chip cookies. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
I was looking at the website and on the buy the ticket page. There were several train rides that had like 4 tickets remaining already.
Yes. Between the day after Thanksgiving and the 23rd this year, we have 70 North Pole Express trains, and 31 of them are already sold out.
Oh, my gosh.
62%, I just checked before I came here, of all the tickets were already sold.
So when I talked to Mark about scheduling him to come on and talk about things going on out there, he said we need to do it in early November because otherwise everything will be sold out. And I was like, wow, that's... So people are really on it. They know that they want to do it. It must be a tradition to go back year after year.
It is. It is.
There are so many things to like. It's 90 minutes. Everybody likes to be on a train. 90-minute train ride. And when you get to the halfway point, you meet Santa Claus. And then Mrs. Claus is there. And then they've got cocoa and they've got cookies. And the cookies, I understand, are really good.
Yes, that's a local bakery in Heber, Dottie's Kolache, that makes the cookies for us. They're awesome.
Hmm. So explain to me, like walk me through arriving at the depot and kind of how does it go?
Okay. Well, prior to boarding, it's just a great old-fashioned atmosphere. There's Christmas music playing, and most people, you know, stand outside in the cold and line up in front of the coach that they're assigned to, and you know, it's just a magical thing from the very beginning. And when we board the train, each car has a host, elves, Coco Chef, who entertain and take care of everyone on the ride. And there's lots of, you know, all the old traditional Christmas songs that everyone knows the words to. Those are on our playlist.
Do you stick to just the first verse that everyone knows and don't go deep into third verse where everyone mumbles along?
Oh, no. We go all the way. But we stick to the ones that pretty much everyone knows. And then we have a visit from Miss Claus on the way out. Actually, Mrs. Claus isn't going to be on the train this year, but her daughters, Miss Claus, a couple of them, entertain on the train.
Okay, all right.
And we just have some fabulous talent who takes us to the North Pole and does that. And it's you know, we hire about 150 young people from the Heber Valley and other places who come and are the staff on the train.
That would be fun.
So if you're a mom or a dad, you have a couple of kids, this would be a great thing to do. But if you had like a group of people, the caboose, I understand, is available for sort of a private party or something like that?
It is. We have a traditional red caboose. It will hold 12 to 15 people, and you can rent it and then have as little or much of the North Pole Express experience as you want. But we have an elf and a host in there, and we'll do basically whatever you'd like, from the full show to much less.
You know what I was thinking, Christy, was, you know, Courtney is turning 18 very soon, and she could have like a birthday party with her friends.
In the caboose.
Courtney, what do you think of that?
I think that sounds like a fantastic idea. What do you think?
I think it sounds like a great idea.
Okay, good. Well, you guys are going to talk during the break, and we'll work that out.
I feel like this is a great, this is the photo opportunity for, you know, you have to take your holiday photos, and I imagine people show up dressed in their special attire that would be applicable to that.
They do, and probably the most popular thing to do is to have everyone dress up in matching flannel pajamas.
I hadn't thought the pajama route.
Well, that's what everyone does. And a lot of people just dress up, but yes, there are great photo opportunities, and we have an old steam locomotive that we park right there by the boarding area, and that's very popular for taking pictures.
I'm thinking my fur-trimmed round hat with the muff, you know, like the, I don't know. I'm picturing the outfit. You know me. I go to the outfit.
You love to talk about the pictures because during Halloween, you're talking about how cool it is to take pictures in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. Well, when you have little kids, you're always looking for that, you know, you could take a picture of them on the couch, but the kid with the pumpkin or
right.
the Christmas setting with Santa and the elves, these are great opportunities.
Yeah. Were you involved in the Headless Horseman from Sleepy Hollow?
No, I'm very familiar with Joe Loveridge, who puts that on.
Yeah.
They had a pumpkin train and a wizard train. And
yeah, that's right.
It was another theme train.
In October, we handed out 10,000 pumpkins. We had 10,000 kids or 10,000 people ride our pumpkin train.
Wow.
And we had six wizard trains, Harry Potter themed trains, and those were all sold out in October, and it was lots of fun.
I told Mike, I was like, I'm so impressed by all the kinds of themed train rides that they're doing, because it seems like you would just go back again and again, because that was fun, but the wizard train is different than the North Pole,
which is
different than the rock and roll, which is different than the murder mystery train. These are all different themed times to get on that train and do it. I think I've only done it once. It was Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes.
Does he still come out?
He doesn't. We don't do Thomas anymore. But
I didn't know anything about Thomas, but my son was so little then, and all the little kids in mom group, like the whistle would go off because I lived in Heber, and they would just go crazy. It's Thomas! So we had to go on the Thomas the Tank train.
You know, something, if I can mention something else that's a tiny bit off topic, but I think would be very interesting to your listeners. The Heber Valley Railroad has never had a first-class car. a really nice car. You know the cars you've seen in the movies that are all wood on the inside?
Oh, yeah.
Stained glass windows and mm-hmm. have bedrooms and dining rooms and kitchens and all of that. Well, we have purchased one of those cars, and it was built in 1913, and it's just gorgeous inside. It's unbelievable, and we're going to roll that thing out in January of next year. We have it in house. We've taken it on a run or two, and when you see the inside, you'll just be knocked out. And so we talked about the red caboose for Christmas next year, and actually all of next year. Folks will be able to rent that car. It will hold about 20 people and really have a high-end, awesome experience.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
Something unique and different.
Yeah.
And is it always a 90-minute ride?
No, it can be any length. And it's a self-contained car. It's fully air-conditioned and heated, has its own power. You know, we can take it out on the tracks and park it there on one of our sidings and just leave it there. You could stay the night.
Yeah, I got all sorts of ideas now.
Yeah. If you're just joining us in the Morning Mix, we're talking with Mark Nelson, Executive Director of Heber Valley Railroad. He cautions, of course, that you need to get your tickets early because this thing sells out. You know, the Polar Express, the book, mm-hmm. and then the follow-up movie with Tom Hanks, was very popular, and it was on a train and that sort of thing. Has that helped to encourage people or drive interest towards your express?
It has. And for the first maybe 5 years after that movie came out, the Heber Valley Railroad and many other tourist railroads actually did a licensed Polar Express, and it was licensed from those folks.
And you have to pay them, so it cuts into them the margins.
And so sometime in the past, about 8 or 10 years ago, the railroad started doing their own brand. And it's been very popular. So.
Of course.
So this is the North Pole Express, and we're cautioning you that tickets go very fast, and you want to check the website for available dates, and it's hebervalleyrr.org, special events, North Pole Express. So everybody, if you're interested, get on that. Thank you so much for coming in, Mark. And we'll have you back other times to tell us about other cool trains that are happening, I guess, back in the spring.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Can you stay with us while we do weekend events?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be great. There we go. We're just going to dial that back a little bit.
The 45th annual ski swap opened last night at 8 o'clock, and it's going today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's today, so let's see. Well, you better just go check it out. It's out at the Basin Rec Fieldhouse. The prices change as the gear gets picked over, so it's cheaper on Sunday, but you want to get there quickly and find what you need. Kids 12 and under are free. And if you haven't dropped off your sale items yet, I think you can still do that today at the Fieldhouse from 3 to 7.
Hey, while you're out there in the Basin Rec area, stop by Swanner Preserve and Eco Center together with Park City Summit County Arts Council and the Park City Professional Artists Association. They're hosting Art Elevated. It's an art and handcrafted gift market featuring approximately 20 local artists and artisans. The gift show is open today from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 3.
Giving a Bleep, the show is running once again this weekend with shows tonight and tomorrow night at Prospector Theater. The show is a lampoon of local life and current events. Proceeds from your ticket purchase go to your select charity. Doors open at 7:30 and the show is at 8.
So if you were going and you determine how much you wanted to pay for the show, you could say, I want to put that towards KPCW. That's my charity.
You could do that. Good suggestion.
Just a thought. Okay, so Park City Film Series is showing Tempopo tonight only at 8 p.m.
Stand-up comedy shows are this weekend at Egyptian Theater, both tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com.
And Corey Munn is at O.P. Rockwell, and Mr. Sister is at the DeGioia Center Friday.
Tomorrow, the Swanner Eco Center hosts its Saturday Nature Walk out on the preserve. Meet at the Eco Center at 8:30 a.m. And then you could just circle back there for the Art Elevated later in the day.
That's right. And Park City Film Series in the library are hosting a free screening of Paddington at the Jim Sani Auditorium, 4 p.m. as part of their Books to Movies series.
Another film from the Park City Film Series as part of the Food and Film Series is The Big Sick. and that's screening Saturday night only. There's a special ticket which includes a catered Indian food and two glasses of wine, plus the movie for $30, benefiting Park City Eats. That's Eat Awesome Things at School. Sounds like an all-inclusive date night, or you can just attend the movie, dinner at 7, film at 8.
Well, we told you what's happening Friday night for music. Corey Monard, O.P. Rockwell tonight, and Mr. Sister at DeJoria. Here's what's cooking for Saturday night for live music. Joy and Eric are at O.P. Rockwell. Pistol Rock, At the Spur. The Scoundrels, which includes members of Wisebird, Moki, and Stonefield, are at the Cabin.
Sunday, Park City Film Series has one more event for this jam-packed weekend. They're showing the documentary Wasted, the story of food waste, at 6 p.m. Every year, $218 billion worth of food is thrown away in this country. There will be a post-film panel discussion moderated by KPCW's own Lynn Ware Peak.
Well, here's what's cooking for music on Sunday. Patrick Ryan, At the Spur.
And in the Heber Valley, the PRCA-RAM, I think that's PRCA-RAM, Wilderness Circuit Rodeo Finals are on today and tomorrow at the Wasatch County Event Center in Heber City. The nonstop rodeo action gets underway at 7 p.m. nightly. Tickets and information can be found at wasatchcountyevents.com.
And we are going to take a very short break for a couple of underwriters. When we return, well, Courtney Spaulding is going to be playing another song. And then we have Daniel Lewis coming in to talk about community jam nights at the Cabin. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix, JW with Christy. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
Celebrate 20 years at the George S. and Dolores Story Eccles Center for the Performing Arts with Park City Institute's 2017-18 season. Enjoy Dance with Momex, legendary sounds from Robert Cray, Lyle Lovett, Mavis Staples, thought-provoking conversations with Monica Lewinsky, Anne Lamott, and the ACLU's Anthony Romero. New Year's Eve with Rihanna Giddens and an anniversary party featuring Pink Martini. Season begins December 9th. Call the box office at 655-3114. Brought to you by the Park City Institute, a nonprofit organization.
Park City Institute supports KPCW.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. And we now have another song that will be played by our musical guest for the hour, Courtney Spaulding. Courtney, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. This is some Stephen Wilson. I'm a huge fan of Stephen Wilson. Anyone who knows me knows that, because all I talk about is Stephen Wilson. This is off his latest album. It's a song called Blank Tapes. It's pretty short, but it's beautiful. It's one of my favorites.
Live in the Morning Mix, Courtney Spaulding.
I'm going to do a different key. Hold on, watch this.
Did you see that, Christy?
All I know is you'll be gone before I get home. I'll break a butterfly on a wheel before I let go. Nothing left for us. Nothing left but the blank tapes. Nothing left for us. Nothing left but the blank tapes in your car. Once I could hold you when the world reflected back at me. We lost perspective on the things that are in love, it seems. Nothing left for us. Nothing left but the blank tapes. Nothing left for us. Nothing left but the blank tapes in your car. Nothing left but the blank tapes in your car. Nothing left but the blank tapes in your car.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Thank Our musical you. Guest, Courtney Spaulding. Thank you. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Well, joining us now in the studio, Daniel Lewis, who has put together this great jam night at the cabin on Monday nights. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we were all talking in the green room before the program started about some of the magic that we've experienced during open mic nights, open jam nights, those sorts of things. I mean, some incredible things can happen.
That's right, yes. As I was saying last time I was on the show, it just came up organically. You were asking, what else is going on at the cabin? I'm like, well, hey, we have a couple things going on, something every night of the week. And it really is my favorite night of the week there. Open Mic Night is programmed by Shannon Runyon. She is a wonderful musician here in Park City.
Oh, we know Shannon.
Oh, yes.
She's been on our program a bunch.
Big shout out to Shannon. I love her so much. And she does the majority of the programming because Elizabeth is...
Harza.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is out of the country a lot of the time,
she
touring.
Is.
She has a great agent and tour manager and gets those bookings. You
so
know,
let's talk about how open jam night, open mic night works.
Yes.
So I was told there's a piece of paper on the table.
It's that simple.
You go write your name down.
Yes,
on
there's actually a,
when you're going to
mm-hmm,
play.
That's right. You get three songs.
Okay. And if I...
Max.
Let's say I'm a fiddle player.
Okay.
I love it. I'm just picking something random.
That's great.
So I show up with my fiddle. Now, am I trying to jam with other people? Like, I'm out in the
yes.
audience networking to see who,
that can happen.
What songs we know?
Oh, yeah. We love family jams. That is really awesome. That's what happens towards the latter part of the evening. We have the commingling goes on. A lot of people meet a lot of the artists for the first time that are coming there or haven't seen them in a few months or a little while. A lot of the artists get very busy with their performances, but whenever they're at open mic night, that does go down very often for sure. You'll have people like Ron Wright on drums sitting in on the cajon, and then a gentleman, Richard Lesh, with playing the harmonica accompanying Shannon Runyon, you know, the accompaniment.
It's easy to jump in when you're a harmonica, right?
It really
is. You can find
is.
A part for that.
That's right, yes, yes. But yeah, everybody gets individual three songs, but if you want, yeah, we have Chicago Dave that always gets up on the stage, and Davey right here from the KPCW that does his show will jump up on stage and do little jams together, so...
And what time does it start on Mondays?
It starts at 9:30, depending on if the football goes into overtime.
Okay.
We're coming off the heels of Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
It's a great time to go to the cabin as well to experience, you know, a little bit of camaraderie with your fellow teammates, you know, that love your team, same teams as you, and then go right into open mic night at 9:30.
And I understand that there's a soundboard and professional sound mixer.
Yes, yes, there is.
So you have that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yep.
there's a tuned guitar there for people who don't have their own?
Yes, we have a house guitar right there, a nice black one that Junior bought a couple years ago. And we do have a professional sound engineer. We have a full-time sound engineer there for open mic night, for our karaoke, and also for about five, six nights a week. So that really sets us apart from every other place, establishment in Park City. We really take it seriously.
What's the vetting process? If I want to get on stage, is the vetting just, I wrote my name down?
Right, and Shannon Runyon is on site to make sure you've got it, what it takes to get up on stage. But yeah, no, everybody who comes there really does a good job, no matter what they do. We've had Katrina from the Park City Library get up and, you know, do some fun things with Shannon Runyon as well. So it really doesn't matter what your talent is. We welcome stand-up comedy. We also welcome spoken word, really. So slam poetry.
That opens
that's
it
also,
wide up.
I know,
it does.
Right?
Courtney
really
Spaulding
is
our musical guest for the hour. Courtney, have you been to the cabin for open mic?
I haven't, but it sounds really fun. Should I go?
Yes, as soon as you're 21, Courtney,
oh.
we will set that up,
that is
darling.
The limiting factor.
What a drag.
I know. Her father would kill me if
oh.
I...
You've been outed on the radio, too, so there's no way you're getting
it. That's right. Dang. Everybody knows who she is and how old she is in this town.
Crap.
And we're very protective of Courtney, too.
Love you, Courtney. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
All right, so Monday night,
yes.
9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to show up early if I want to write my name down on that list?
Yes, about 9 o'clock, maybe 9:15, okay. Because some people love getting there early, getting their equipment out. Some people bring their pedals. Some people bring some more equipment, drums. So we have various artists, just not simple plug-in, plug-out guitar players.
And Daniel, now that you're at the cabin, can I
yes.
make a formal request that you list the yes. music on other websites? It's very hard to find on the cabin website.
I'd love to find it elsewhere as well.
We
are going to be reaching out to the Chamber of Commerce you right here at KPCW because we know you guys do a great job promoting us and telling the whole community what we have going on.
Well, we promote the music, right?
That's
so we don't
love.
Promote the venue as much
I
as like that you have live music and we're
that.
All about
Thank you.
Local live music and events. And
yes, we are.
So
that's
yes,
what we're
we
all about.
We just want to talk about music and go to music and hear music. That's why we bring in a musician every week.
That's right.
And support our local musicians.
That's
Absolutely.
Right. That's why we love bringing in Michelle Moonshine this Friday. Mm-hmm. And I love Michelle Moonshine. Robin Cage next week. We have The Poor the following week. Great local bands. Great local artists that live here, work here.
Yeah, I would have announced what you had going on in weekend events, but it wasn't on your website. So.
Well, I'm going to get that going right now, being called out live right here on the radio by my best friend, Christy Dilloway.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go back on my laptop and fix that right now.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, because we want to spread the, you know, spread
the love.
Of course,
yes. As many places as we can be found. GoParkCity.com, Chamber of Commerce, VisitParkCity.com, KPCW. We will find the ways.
ParkCityLiveMusic.com.
That's right. ParkCityLiveMusic.com cool. is one of the best things we have in Summit County. It's a great outreach program that lets everybody know what is going on.
Daniel Lewis, Weekly Community Jam Nights at the Cabin. Thanks for
Thank you.
Coming back. And
it's my pleasure.
And all of that. Have a great weekend.
I will. You too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play a song from one of the artists that joins us from time to time.
William Kidd. You remember he was on the show and we talked about his name being a pirate, famous pirate name, Billy Kidd.
Absolutely, yeah.
But he played here, I thought it was probably in September, and then he was in a local competition for the International Blues Society competition, and he won individual best musician in Utah. So he's going to go to Memphis for the International Blues competition. I think it's in January of 2018.
And we're going to play a cut from his William Kidd CD. And this cut is Awaken. We'll be back right after this.
Ain't gonna waste my time. I got no time to waste. Picking up the pieces I dropped, and my mouth just lost the taste. I'm battered, beaten, bitten, and burned. Simple lessons that I should have learned. Someday I'm gonna get my turn, and the world keeps turning and spinning, and I'm beginning to understand. Please just take your time. And I won't walk away. Seems to ruin me every time. I don't know what to say. Shout and spit and stepping and slurred. The words get in the way. Someday I'm gonna get my turn. And the world keeps turning and spinning. And I'm beginning to understand. Awake, awaken, awaken, awake, awaken, awaken, awaken. take your time, and I won't walk away. I'm picking up the pieces I dropped, and my mouth just lost the taste. Someday I'll get my turn, battered, beaten, bitten, or burned. Simple lessons that I should have learned, I picked them up along the way. Away, go away again. Away. All time, 'cause I'm on my way, just making up for all that I lost. Everything gonna be okay. Slipping, sliding, just gliding through life. Ease your muscles and find yourself. Oh, I did it somewhere along the way.
And we are back. It's Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dilloway and Courtney Spaulding, musician for the hour. How's everybody doing?
So good.
You know, I'm starting to think about this weekend. It's just the sun's out now. It's looking pretty good. We'll see what happens, though.
Well, you said it was going to start raining and get snowy.
Yeah. But right now, it's just so beautiful. And I'm looking at that American flag. It's not blowing that hard. So it just looks nice. It looks balmy out there. I'm going to go for a hike as soon as I get out of the show.
This is my plan for the weekend. It's okay, very exciting. Put away the Halloween decorations.
Right.
And put the lights on the outdoor trees.
I'm doing
the same
thing.
Because you always feel
thing.
Like you can wait. Like, yeah. Oh, it's not yet. And all of a sudden, you'll look out and there's just too much snow. And you're like, I missed my opportunity. So I think it's now.
So last year, I did it early also on a balmy day, which is like today, which is perfect. Mm-hmm. But I made one mistake, and that was I had Pork Chop help me.
And Pork Chop does not have thumbs.
No, but Pork Chop also, he grabbed one of the ends. I'd pulled the strings out ahead of time, and he just took off with it and started dragging it through the hitting rocks and everything, and kind of screwed up one of the... You know,
it's quite a visual, though.
Yeah, he tried to add value. He's a good dog, but he didn't know. But
he's not
part of the deal this year, I can tell you that.
I just received last night from Amazon, I ordered solar-powered outdoor lights.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really excited. And it's got a long cord that you could put the lights up on a tree there, but then stretch it to where the power source has to be. So I think right against my house on that side, you know, that always melts early and the sun's on it all the time. I'm going to try that out this year, see if it works out.
The challenge is with real electricity, you get the brightness. And I'm not sure, I've never seen the solar before, other than I've seen the things that sort of light your path around your hot tub or your walkway or something. And they're not really that bright.
They are in the summer, but it doesn't get dark till so late.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. But
yeah.
Well, we're going to try it because I don't really have a way to drag those cords.
Courtney, what about you? Does your family have outdoor lights?
We don't. We live in a townhome, and our HOA, they don't even let you park out in your driveway. So they put up some lights here and there. They'll hire some people to do it for you, but they're no fun at all. They're going to get me in trouble.
Came back from the break. I was psyched. Such a good mood. And then you said HOA.
HOA.
I got... When I lived in Boston, I got a letter from the HOA. I had this big peace sign that I made. It was giant. It was like a 4.5-foot diameter.
How dare you?
And they made me take it down.
Yeah, I used to get some letters from
the
HOA.
They made me take it down.
We had a skateboard ramp in the, like the plastic ramp in the driveway. I got a letter on that one. Wasn't allowed to have it out there.
Yeah. Oh, we should thank our sponsors.
Let's do that. So our sponsors today, thank you so much for keeping us on air all this time. Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. We have so many sponsors. Thank you so much. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. You can email us at morningmix@kpcw.org, or you can listen to the podcast online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Should we put you back in that weekend mood with a little more music from Courtney?
Yeah, but I want to ask you a rhetorical question first. Okay. This is rhetorical. What's the most fun you can have with your clothes on?
You're not supposed to answer rhetorical questions, right?
Yeah, well, you can, yeah, you can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
It's the KPCW Main Street Music Crawl.
Yes. Is that coming up?
And you're going to be another venue host. You're going to be at Flanagan's this year.
I am, yeah. There's going to be great music. Five bands?
Five bands, three locations. OP Rockwell, The Spur, and Flanagan's. Starts at 7:30. Go to kpcw.org. Get your tickets. Don't forget to dress Park City Eclectic, Park City Funky, Park City Crazy Party. Let's have some
fun.
You know
I got that
costume stuff
going on.
Yeah, so that's what that's
do. We
what
know
we
what the
to
swag
do.
Is going to be this year?
The swag is a big secret. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, I hope it lights up.
I just said it's a big secret because I really don't know what it is.
But it's always good.
Yeah, it's going to be good, and it's going to light up.
Yeah, I love light up. Yeah. The boas are a tricky
Boas. Oh, we had a mess. All the bars complained. They said, we got feathers everywhere. What are you doing to us?
Yeah.
But, you know, so they have to clean up afterwards. So.
Right, but that. The light up stuff, it identifies you. Yeah. It's always funny because other people are walking around on the street like, what's going on?
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play two quick underwriters. When we come back, Courtney Spaulding's going to take us out to the weekend with her music. Stay with us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City.
This is Nanette Bush with Fairway Independent Mortgage, supporter and longtime listener of KPCW. Fairway Independent Mortgage offers personal home, vacation home, and investment property lending. Our mortgage team partners with local realtors to provide our clients with resources to understand the home finance process. Located at 1700 Park Avenue or at nanettebush.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com, Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. I want to thank Courtney Spaulding, our musical guest.
Thank you.
Go ahead. She's going to take us out to the top of the hour.
Everybody get outside. Have a great weekend.
I can name the people I know that don't know themselves without talking to nobody. I can count the people I know that want to fix themselves without taking my hands out of my pockets. Yeah. Well, I make these promises, but all my promises hurt.